American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, it's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, April 18th, 2005. The weekend is over, and we are here to fight against the corporate political tyranny because this is Newsreel, your source for independent media and news that will give you the edge against corporate political tyranny that is trying to enslave you to air 5, 10, 15, 20, $20 sold. And you can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. And you know it's good.
Because you paid him.
Oh, my God. Who's talking? That would be Sumerian.
Ghost from the past.
That's right. He's here. He's
past
hosting
Monday
because it's you know, Monday's show. Just as I promised on Friday, Sumerian is here yet again to
Yay.
Help you with Monday's show. You know, it'll be time to turn on the foaming seizure.
Sean's on the ground.
Incoming. This is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, 765 Radio, Wild Bunch Radio,
76 Radio.
Sorry,
no
762 Radio, and 76 Radio. It's 76 Radio. Sorry, I'm thinking only I always think of that 7.62 Designs, that T-shirt company.
Oh, okay.
Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Networks, and we got a new patient in the
psych
ward. Yes.
New.
It's very hot. It's KJAG Radio, KJAG Radio. So they're carrying Newsreel, too, just to help spread the virus. Very, very slick. And you, too, can spread the virus because you are free to distribute this any way you see fit. You can hand it out to people you don't know, give it to the J-dubs, put it in AWOL containers, you know, whatever you want to do. Put it out there and make it happen. Very, very cool. Make sure you put this in geocaches. That's a good way to spread the virus. You know, put some Newsreel shows in there. Make sure you leave it on a bus or something. Make it look like it's new. You know, if you work at a record store where you can shrink wrap Newsreel episodes, you know what I mean? You could shrink
make a
wrap
nice
it
cover.
And then leave it somewhere, and then someone will steal it and think they're getting, you know, this major deal. Because everything sounds better and, you know, tastes better when it's stolen.
Oh, yeah, put a $100 price tag on it.
Peel off the import stickers off of your CDs and put it onto the Newsreel one. And you know,
imported maybe, from Canada.
Yeah, there you go. And then download, you know, just a picture and make your own CD cover and everything. And then,
some
know,
grainy picture
reel.
Of Sean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, import, you know, rare, you know, extra, you know, limited edition, you know, something like
bonus
that.
Bonus tracks.
They love that shit. They love that
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get straight into some feedback right off the top because we know your time is important. That's why you're listening to this show. From Trigger Hippie, message, Sean, I was listening to your April 13th broadcast. Dun, dun, dun. The Chinese dude with the suitcases need to be handled very cautiously. For those of you who weren't paying attention, there was a Chinese dude showed up at the White House and went, I'd like to speak to the president, with a couple of suitcases. He puts the suitcases down, and the Secret Circus tackle this guy. The Secret Circus. tackle this guy, thump him into the ground, and, you know, beat the living shit out of him. You know, and then that's it. So he's commenting that I thought, you know, the Secret Circus was a little bit psycho in dealing with
that. Do they wear clown makeup?
Well, they are. They're the Secret Circus. They're like, don't you look at me! You know, you're not allowed to talk!
Tackle that guy. Spray some water in his face.
You betcha. You know, they come along in the presidential clown car there.
The pile out.
Yeah, it's just brutal. Anyway. So he says, the Chinese dude with the suitcases needed to be handled very cautiously, according to the news account. I agree that the U.S. are Nazis. Well, let's not get too out of control.
Did you say that?
I did not say the U.S. were Nazis. What I said was that the United States policy is getting very Nazi. I love Americans. Their government scares the shit out of them. Yeah, well, it's fascist. I mean, we got pharma fascism going on right now. Do you have the IRC open? Are you out of your fucking mind? Do you have any idea how distracting that is to me? I can't
scrolling words.
Like, you know, we've been working together for 6 fucking years. You figure you know that I don't like the IRC. Anyway, what would you recommend the authorities do in that case? Take him to the president? If they'd been lax and it was a bomb that had gone off, you'd be calling them oblivious and incompetent. Love the show. Like how you say it without taking yourself too seriously. And then he gave a recommendation for the song. I'm going to play it today at the end of today's show, which I'm not going to say right now. I'll tell you later.
Secret.
And it's very, very cool. It's a good song. And that's from Trigger Hippie. Now, that's very true. You know, what are they going to do?
Leave him alone, or?
Well, you can fucking well bet that I wouldn't go to China, and I don't know who's running the show over there right now, but you wouldn't be like, could I speak to the Chinese president, please? Because you know you'd never be seen again. It'd be like, you get to spend time in the dentist chair. You know, that's what's happening to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, what I would have said was, I'd like to speak to the president. Okay, now, every sane person on the planet knows you just can't walk up and talk to the fucking president. So the guy's probably a mouse.
So he didn't. He didn't walk up. He just stood
bombs.
There and asked.
He could have bombs in the briefcase, but you could have handled that a little differently. You could have walked up and said, really? Because he's a foreigner.
You could have bombs in your mouth.
You could, you know, you could sit there and say, hey, well, sir, you know, this is not how you do it. Do you have, can you open your briefcases for us, please? The guy sounded like he was all keen. Now, what we didn't get from the news report is if the guy had, like, pupils that were vibrating inside of his head and he was sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Now, if that was the case, I'd be like, well, I'll shoot him. You know, but if that's not the case. So it's a very good point. You got to bear in mind that the Secret Circus does have a very serious job that they've got to do,
yes.
Even though, you know, they're running around taking bullets for, you know.
And they're going to be criticized on one angle or the other.
That's true, but I'm just saying that tackling some dude, I think he was released without charges. So it does seem, it did seem they
blew up his suitcases and there's nothing in them.
Yeah, that's true. It was a little.
He did nothing.
Yeah, he's a little paranoid, though. I mean, to do that, to walk in, I mean, it's a secure zone.
It's a bad way to do it, yes.
It was.
You need to schedule an appointment next time.
It was understandable. It's not totally unfathomable why the Secret Service does it, but it is. It needs to be. It could have been done better, is all I'm saying here. And I think that if you're dealing, especially with a foreigner, I mean, you don't want to be. Like, Americans' foreign policy is already so unbelievably bad, it's not even funny. Like, everybody just hates the United States anyway. So there's no reason to just fuck people over for, you know, you may as well at least try to be nice.
Yeah.
So that's my point there. But he does, you know, Trigger Hippie did make a very good point that, I mean, they are at war. There's a lot of people that are pissed off. And so, yeah, you know, that's
America's
generally
the constantly at war.
Well, now, yeah, with the Bush government, yeah, it's pretty
since
much.
Since World
yeah.
War II.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it has.
Constantly.
Eh?
24 hours a day.
Kind of a bitch, yeah. Mind you, this whole terrorist thing, of course, the biggest terrorism in history was actually 1985. No one actually did. The 80s were the decade of terrorism. There
right.
was more terrorism in the 80s than any other time. As a matter of fact,
real terrorism, that actually happened.
Oh, yeah, and the two largest, and this isn't me saying this. This is like, well, everyre who's even politically motivated, even Noam Chomsky will tell you that the 80s was a terrorist decade.
Right.
And the number one time of terror, like the two largest terrorist events in all of the 80s, were actually perpetrated by the Americans
mm-hmm.
in foreign countries where they killed the most people in the most violent acts. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, but this is all foreign policy, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, getting past that, yes, the Secret Service probably had grounds because some guy walks up and does that shit. But I'm just thinking, you know, they probably could have done it a little bit better. Now, another piece of feedback. Sean. Yep. Dear Sean. Dear Sean.
Just says Sean. Doesn't
Sean.
Say dear.
I always say dear.
It's nicer. They
mean.
It was implied.
They mean, dear yeah. Sean. I've been trying to write a letter for a long time, but never really got the guts to sit down and type it up.
You
scary. Know, I know you probably get hundreds of letters like this every day. No, I don't. I get hundreds of letters every day, but not like this. But especially since I started calling things Mud Hut religions. But I really need to get
bad
it out.
Bad Sean.
Bad Sean. Yes, I'm in the Bad Sean box. I've been listening to you guys for a few years now, and as weird as it is to say, it probably... as crazy to hear, you changed my life. To make a long story short, I moved halfway across the country about 6 months ago to mend a relationship with my father. Good move. Always good to do.
Very good.
I left most of the people I cared about and dropped everything. Ooh, always hard, but important
Ooh.
To do sometimes. It wasn't a bad idea, and I don't regret my decision. For a long time, I was ungodly lonely, and of course, I was hit with a bunch of depression, which happens.
Yep.
I pretty much engulfed myself in both Rant Radio and Rant TV. I did some posting on the forums, but spent most of my time listening and watching various rant projects. It really helped. Hearing you say things that the lonely and outcast has had places to go with someone who had some of the same insecurities as myself being able to stand up and do something about what they are passionate about. To make a long story short, I just want to say thanks, man. You made all the difference. If you guys ever feel like what you've done isn't worth it, you've made a difference in one life. And I'm sure thousands more. And thank you again. And that's going to be name is going to be withheld because it's kind of a personal email. So
that's
I don't like. Yeah, and that is the reason why we do this.
I'm
just going to delete or what? Okay, there we go. So it's great when we do make a difference in people's lives.
It surprises me every time, even though we do hear it.
A
number of times.
Yeah, you know.
But every time it's like, wow.
I wonder how
again.
This, you know, I'd like to get some feedback from some people who are spiritual, because I'm kind of spiritual. You're totally not spiritual.
In a different way.
But since Sim is not spiritual, here's a good question here. Since Sim is not spiritual, right?
Spiritual in a way you can't recognize.
Whatever. You're not spiritual, dude. You're an atheist. You're a hardcore. There is nothing else. We're made.
I'm spiritual towards animals.
That's not spiritual. That's compassionate. There's a difference. It's true. You're not spiritual. Sorry. Fuck you. But anyways, regardless, if Sim is wrong and there is life after death, because we've done all this good stuff, wouldn't that kind of like
it's our ticket to heaven, man?
I think so. You know, it could be. Could be. I've got a lot of good things going on in my life.
Bring on the 40
right now.
Virgins.
Maybe I've got, you know, some good energy coming to me because of all this stuff. I mean, things are pretty nice.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have any diseases. You know, we're not...
No?
I'm not totally insane. You know, I haven't been arrested yet. Maybe this is all the good, positive vibes that were, you know, the Wiccan thing, you know, whatever you do, you get back 3-4.
The karma, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it, you know? I think karma's Hindu, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I'm not too sure. Where did karma come from? I think it's Hindu. I think. Not too sure. Moving right along. Good work.
Good work. Good work. I think that's from the last.
I think that's just a daily affirmation I leave in my format.
Good work, Sean.
Moving on to sort yourself out.
It was just sitting there.
You know it's good. That's why it's amateur. Anyway, sort yourself out. Hey there. I'm in a bit of a situation. Always. Oh. Killed a guy, got a body. No, I'm kidding. I know a few people in my high school that are a bit deranged.
Really?
In high school, you say. They're totally into the whole I'm a vampire thing. Now, I'm not saying they're goth. In fact, I love goths. They're sort of scary in an I really want to bite your neck sort of cult stuff.
Okay.
I think that they would make good wogs. Yeah, that's a dangerous way to talk. I think you'd make a good wog. Come with me.
With a glassy stare.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
There's something missing in your life.
Okay, just for the record, you do not make wogs. Wogs choose to be wogs. We do not evangelize to wogs. It could be argued that I evangelize to wogs, but we're not going to have that argument right now. But I am a bit afraid of what they would do with something like your suicide rant, where you say, don't kill yourself, kill other people. Thank you.
They'd probably bite you.
Yes. I think that's right out of that sort of cult mentality. They may take you a bit too literally. Anyway, and thank you for noticing that I didn't mean that literally. Anyways, I'm looking for a way to help them break out from this cult thing. What stuff of yours do you think would be the best to give them first? Log and arms. Next. Okay, well.
Read the Watchtower.
Now, all right. Ew. Now, first of all, there is the whole bloodletting side. I used to be a LARPer once upon a time, and I played Vampire Live Action once upon a time way back when. This was
LARPer.
LARPer, Live Action Role Playing.
Okay.
So, which leads to furries. You know, LARPers lead to furries.
Uh-oh.
Not so good.
Furries lead to fear.
Furries lead to fear, and fear breeds suffering, and fear breeds hatred, and hatred's dark side, and Yoda. So, generally, these guys here now, if they're into biting each other's necks...
Cool. Okay, they all like it. Bite, bite, bite.
Bite, 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 bite. Now, there's biting each other's necks like, you know, Hickey, and there's biting each other's necks like 28 Days Later. Okay.
Which RIP.
Now, you've got the zombie high school thing happening there. You got George A. Romero High School. Not so good. If you want to get them out of this blood, that's not for you to do. I mean, they're going to work their way through it. You know, I'd probably, if you want to give these guys some stuff, probably give them my 9-inch Iron Maiden rants, some of the old rants. There's some goth
rants. That would
rants
work, yeah.
Those are good. And if you want to get them involved with rant, there's a lot of goth scene on rant. As a matter of fact, my heart, truly, again, because even though everybody else claims I'm everything else under the planet, I'm a horror writer who is an aged goth. I would be a Jurassic goth. You know, I'm like an ancient old school Sisters of Mercy Bauhaus goth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, I don't think you should be forcing these people to... switch genres. The whole point of being...
And if you don't even know these people, it'd be kind of strange going up to them. You should listen to this.
Who are you, you fucking psycho?
I want to change your life.
Yeah, you know, if they're biting each other and they're licking a little bit of blood out of each other's nose or whatever, then who cares?
One's not biting you.
Yeah, there's some health issues there. Yeah. I'd be a little bit cautious about the blood thing health-wise, because that's... You know, got hepatitis and all sorts of evil shit.
Blood carries disease.
Yeah, you know, blood...
That's where it sits.
Blood's messy stuff. Yeah. You know, so I'd avoid that. Generally, though...
Maybe you can leave it around where they hang out. I don't know, a little CD or something.
Put it in a black thing, put an onk on it, they'll listen to it. You know, make a black cover, put an onk on it, they'll listen to anything.
Drip some blood on it.
No, onks. You gotta have an onk.
Oh,
one
okay.
onk and it's gone.
Onk.
That's that little cross with the circly thing.
I played Ultima.
Did you? Did you play Ultima Online? Did they have the onk?
Ultima. Not Ultima Online. Actually, I did play Ultima Online.
What is Ultima?
Ultima, you know, it's Ultima, same thing, except not online, back in the 80s.
Oh, this is back in the day.
Yeah, it's back like, in the day on Commodore 64, wandering around being,
I'm
fighters.
So old! Stay a while, stay forever! Okay, And going straight into the news, we got some new kit, which is very, very
new
hot.
New kit?
Yeah, this is new kit. I like to report on new kit every now and again. Now, this particular kit, we may or may not be able to do a DIY for patrolling. I'd like to get into something. This is not that hard to do. And I'm pretty...
Get it first, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true. But, you know, generally, I'd like some other feedback here. If there's any electrical engineering types, because I know I've got a chemical engineer on the ropes now. I've got somebody who's a chem engineer who I can ask little questions to. But if there's any hardcore... And I know A-Pan's a 4x4 nut. And his engine
he's a car guy. Yep.
I don't have a reference source for electrical engineering nuts. Now, I'm not looking for paper, but if you think that you could probably, you know, take apart a monitor and weld it back
without
together
up.
And, you know, and microwaves and stuff, I'd probably like to talk to you because I need some projects that we're working on, and occasionally I like to cut some wires and get into it. So this new piece of kit, which is pretty hot, is called a solar backpack. And the guy who got it here for the review said, I've had a prototype Voltaic. That's a stupid name. Voltaic solar backpack for the better part of 2 months, and I'm ready to call it slightly qualified success. It's not going to be for everyone, simply because not everyone will need to drop $230 plus on a backpack.
Whoa!
What? Shut up! Not going to drop $230 on a backpack. Yeah, if you don't drop $230 on a backpack, you've got a piece of shit.
It's gonna fall apart.
That being said, if you've got a hankering for gadgets and find yourself roaming around outside at all, or even lingering near a window for too long, then you'll definitely want to give this bag a shot. up front, while the bag I had was a prototype one of just five, I was proud to tell a disinterested cab driver, most of the minor changes made in the production bags weren't major. Where the changes were notable, I'll be sure to mention it. The bag is nice looking, a bit playing. I was worried if I got my hands in the solar plans would make it just too awkward to wear it in public, but it's actually quite chameleon. What this bag is it's a backpack that you zip down the back of it, and there's solar panels there, which lead to batteries, which you can then plug in, and you can recharge your shit inside your bag.
I've heard solar energy is very slow.
It is very slow.
Especially in small quantities that fit over a backpack. You'd have to cover your whole roof of your house to even get any energy.
Well,
depends
on your speed.
Right.
And they do have recharge. Now, this is good for, like, a cell phone. Could be good for a laptop
if you got it for...
Because it goes to a battery inside,
right?
So you're going to juice up the battery over time. So you may get one... If you're out in the field, you may get one decent charge every couple of days out of this
backpack. Nowhere near real time. Not even going to come close to real time.
Mind you, that is...
Going to give you an extra bit of juice.
You get juice. Yeah. I mean, anyway you cut it, that's juice.
True.
You know what I mean? And if you can get to ports to recharge it here and there, so if you got like external links somewhere and you can pull it off.
But I mean, is it going to be worth your while spending $230 on this backpack, or is it better to spend $230 on an extra battery that you can just charge when you keep it home?
This is true.
Right?
And my way around that is, of course, I'm going to take a look at what it costs to actually build a backpack that does this, so that you can get a real backpack that you don't have to spend the money on.
Just some add-ons.
And then do some add-ons and do some customizations. But a very cool concept.
Oh, definitely.
So I submit this to you for concept purposes. Now, here's an interesting piece of privacy legislation. I've had some really good news regarding privacy lately. Really happy about
it. I love that kind of
stuff. Seems this stuff is coming back up. And the black box thing. Now, the black boxes, as you know, were used in planes, and they record all the data. But they're starting to put black boxes in cars and trucks, so they record everything.
One in mine.
Is there one in yours?
Yes, there is.
Well, here you go.
Tons of cars.
Yeah, tons of cars have these now. And it seems that North Dakota has approved a black box privacy bill. Okay, now check this out. The North Dakota legislature overwhelmingly approved legislation requiring automakers to notify of the presence of data recorders.
Great.
Legislation aimed at informing automobile buyers of the presence of black box recorders in new vehicles has cleared North Dakota state legislature and is headed for the signature of Governor John Hoeven. The final conference report was adopted by the House early yesterday, 87-3 vote. Jesus. Was passed by the House on April 8th on a 42-0 vote. The legislation essentially gives ownership of the data recorded by the black box to the vehicle owner.
Yay!
That means that's your data. You can do what you want with
it. So nobody can rip it out of your hands in a police investigation.
Black boxes can disclose whether the owner was wearing a seatbelt, vehicle speed, or other data. The measure requires a court order before any of that information can be used in court, and prohibits insurance companies from acquiring access to the black box as a condition for obtaining insurance coverage.
They can still get it.
With
just
a court,
as much as they can get your computer out of your house or any other...
With a court order.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a way you can hack that black box. And there's a request for a daily hack. If anyone knows of a website where you can show us how we can jack in... Is there one? Oh, get it to me. Show me... Somebody send me a daily hack for the black box hack, and we'll put that on daily hack so people can...
Because it records the last 5 or 10 seconds of your data before the airbag goes off. How fast you're going, when you put on the brakes, whether you did put on the brakes, whether you turned, skidded, your seatbelt's on or off, and they'll nail you in court for whatever... thing you did or did not do.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, though, is if there's a way you could disconnect that black box and still have the car work, that'd be tight. Mm. So I'm not.
That
info is not going to help you. It's only going to help the insurance company because they're the motherfuckers with cash.
Yep.
So we want to avoid that as best we can. Moving right along, we're going to get into some airborne bots. Now, this is an interesting concept here.
Airborne bots. Ooh.
Good botnets, the scourge of consumer security, be on the verge of going mobile. The prospect seems some way off, but even so, mobile operators and security watchers are even more than a little spooked. Job DeHaas, researcher at security for ITSX, told delegates at a recent Black Hat conference in Amsterdam that client-side browser exploits on mobile phones pose a serious risk. In theory, successful compromise could be used to turn smartphones into proxies under the control of hackers. So this is all feasible stuff. Now, it's vapor, but it's a black guy's warning. We have to stay on the edge of this. Controlled over VoIP connections, risk include fraud, the installation of auto dialers, and sending high-cost MMS messages. Currently, Symbian is not prepared for serious attacks, DeHaas wrote, with previous research revealed how much SMS messages could be used to crash mobiles, added. The increase in computer power and the latest smartphones leaves them with more vulnerable to viral attack by users to download and install malign code remains a huge barrier. Unlike Windows PC arena, Trojans such as Fatbot are often used to seize control of Windows PC, turning them into zombie clients in networks compromised PCs botnets. So what this concept here is saying is that because the mobile phones and because like the Palm Trios and shit like that,
they're getting it more merged together as a computer and a phone.
Convergence, right? Yep. This is everything is all going together in a nice big circle. So what that does is we have to be careful that since essentially phones are turning into PCs, essentially that's what they're becoming. And if that happens, then your phone could be zombied. If your phone is zombied,
up goes your bill.
Up goes your bill, one. But not only that, but everyone who's in your contact list. I mean,
it's already happened.
If you were going to do identity theft and you had photos of yourself and they got access to your phone, the guy not only would be able to do identity theft, but he could do identity theft with someone who looks like him, who could even be mistaken for him.
Yeah.
Everybody who's ever had to sneak into a bar with fake ID knows that if you get some ID that sort of looks like you, then, you know.
It's dark. It's at night.
Not only that, I mean, if you're skinny and the guy in the thing looks like you with a bit more weight, you can claim that, you know, you've lost weight and blah, blah, blah. And you could actually pass that shit off.
Yeah.
You know, and this is something that you have to be aware of. This is some intense shit. So it's something that I'd want to look at. And here's another story, which is a disturbing trend. And this right now is not that unreasonable, but I could see this as a really good back door for how to censor people in other countries from access to the web.
Yeah.
Check this out. Quarantines of cyber infections. Testra Big Pond, okay, this is in Australia, I believe, is temporarily disconnecting compromised computers from its network and is stemming a tide of malware swamping its servers and delaying email from website requests.
Right.
A statement provided from Zenon Australia, Big Pond said it has stepped up network monitoring to identify infected machines. Customers with suspected compromised PCs are being contacted where possible to encourage them to rectify the issue, and if necessary, are being disconnected from the network while the issue is rectified.
Yes.
So they pull their fucking internet access and say, your computer's infected, you're gone.
Yes.
Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing?
Both.
Really?
So it's tough. Because it's these people are on their network.
Right.
That they pay for. And
right.
These viruses and stuff are spewing out to the world.
Right.
And they're infecting other people.
Hang on. And since they're infecting other people, what does that mean?
Well, then the other ISPs that are now seeing this traffic and they're infecting other computers, they're complaining to this other ISP that you are hosting these people with tons of viruses, tons of malware, they're spewing out to the internet, you better take care of your own customers.
Oh.
But on the other hand, they're kind of invading privacy a little bit and they're just shutting off people for something that they're running on their computer.
Mm. Okay.
But the ISP... It's their right. They're giving internet. If you don't want to go with an ISP that shuts down people because you have an infection, then go with another ISP.
Well, it's not going to be long before all the WOGs are just basically building Wi-Fi antennas and just skipping on to, you know, they're just war driving the networks anyway. I mean, realistically,
yeah.
With the way you can build directional antennas now, All you need is a cheap camera tripod, a couple of pieces of PVC pipe for a Pringles can, and you get on your roof. You throw an X10 motor mount on that sucker with a camera, and you can just scan. You can make yourself a remote war cannon for doing drive. We might even do that in patrolling, too, just to take an X10 system and just strip it down, use the auto configuration, and you could build yourself even a remote, mm-hmm. like a repeater or a Wi-Fi repeater that you put on a hilltop somewhere that surveys the whole town. Yep. You point yours at the repeater, and then the repeater just, you know, sweeps all over the town finding a war drive. I mean, this is all really, and this isn't really super elite hacker shit I'm talking about. This is
basic stuff.
Okay, where you're running, like, skipping ghost hop, skipping stealth boxes and shit like that. This is all good stuff that people are going to start to use. So, generally, I can see why that is. However, you could find situations where, I mean, generally, WOGs aren't going to be getting that heavily infected. These are, you know, mom and pops who, you know, play the solitaire and then they get, you know, nailed.
The biggest concern with this one is that they're now monitoring the traffic.
Exactly.
And that brings them into litigation. Right. Of, oh, you can monitor traffic? Well, we have all these things that are bad on the internet, and since you can monitor traffic, you right. can see if they're looking at kiddie porn, you can see if they're trading files, all this. So, yeah. Oh, you can monitor? Well, you have to monitor it now.
Yeah, see, that bothers me.
They're not a common carrier anymore like the telephone company.
That's right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
very bad.
That slippery slope stuff.
Yes, and it's a very slippery slope.
Very much slippery slope stuff. So, you know, it's getting to the point now where, once again, of course, all WOGs have encrypted data. All WOGs make sure that they've got not only, like, it's not even a question now that after you install your OS of choice, before this box even, you know, wakes up and connects to the web, you've got antivirus on there. You've got SpyBot on there. You've got Adaware on there. You've got you know,
encryption. So.
You've got your encryption. And there's that little, there's an add-on for SpyBot that you can install when you install it. It was in the latest issue 2600 where it actually, anytime there's a change to your registry key, it alerts you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And that's
too.
It's called T-Timer. Wow. Amazing memory, I got it. It's called T-Timer, and it's a thing you have to, when you install SpyBot, you have to specify you install it. But I've got T-Timer on
my... So it watches your computer.
Yes, and anything that happens on your registry, and I mean anything.
If I'm installed, so it pops up and goes, hey, something's going on.
I installed a game, and it's like, do you want this? No? Gone. Like, it's very much you've got a guard dog there. So it's a good program to have. And, of course, everyone's running Firefox. Everyone's got Adblock on. So, but the thing is, there's a lot of people who aren't at our level.
Well, they just don't have time,
have
the knowledge.
And they don't have time, they don't have knowledge, and they don't have the interest. Let's be real. They're not interested in what is happening.
They don't care if there's a couple pop-ups, or the computer's a little bit slower.
Well, there was that news article where people say that Adaware is just part of being online, which scares the shit out of me.
Because they don't know any better.
Yeah,
we know a clean web.
That's right. And now with the Adblock, I mean, my God. If those of you who have Firefox installed, which is, of course, the vast majority of our listening audience, make sure, my God. You know, the weather plugin for Firefox there, not so hot on that. Of course, bear in mind, I mean, no weatherman's been right at all in the last little while because our planet's currently in this huge flux and we don't know what the fuck's happening with weather. But that said, I got to tell you, man, that Adblock add-on, man,
it's
like...
bitching, eh?
Well, because I keep getting these news stories sent to me.
All over the place.
All over the web. And every time I get one, I'm like, star, wildcard, you know, and I've got all. And I'm like... so clean. The internet is so clean. I can just copy and paste for my news stories and I don't need to worry. Oh, it's wonderful. So, I mean, Firefox is worth it for the one attachment. Never mind anything else Firefox does. Never mind the added security. Never mind the bullshit. Never mind the anti-Microsoft stuff. Never mind any of that. Adblock. That's why.
King, eh?
That's why you install Firefox is for fucking Adblock. Let me tell you, it is sweet.
Yes.
Now moving into some nanotech, another sweet thing. I always like to report on nanotech, but because nanotech, of course, is the future. This is where it's going to go.
Yeah.
So nanotech update. Scientists recently unveiled. Now the other day I talked about the bridges that they built, but now scientists recently unveiled the tiniest electrical motor ever built.
Hmm.
You could stuff hundreds of them into the period at the end of a sentence.
Whoa.
Yeah. One day, a similar engine might power, might, this is all using the one day.
Might, could.
When they use
might.
The one day, might, but they have, the engine is in vapor. Okay, yeah. They're talking about applications now. The one similar engine might power a tiny mechanical doctor that would travel through your body in the ultimate house call.
I'm a mini doctor.
For those of us who remember the juicer class from Rifts, there is, in fact, this exact device is in the game, Rifts Under Juicers, and there is a medical box that they keep in a central canister tank on their chest, which I should remember if I can get you that self-portrait I did of myself when I was in high school at age, like, 30. I did a drawing of myself at age 30 based on a juicer.
Really?
Yes, I did. And it's pretty funny, actually. Not nearly as muscular as I imagined I would be, but, you know. If you ever get a chance, if you got a copy of Rifts or your buddy does, go look up the juicer class, and this is exactly what it is. The motor works by shuffling atoms between two molten metal droplets in a carbon nanotube.
Whoa.
And you can get a little video here to watch the little son of a bitch gun. Yeah. One droplet is even smaller than the other. When an electric current is applied to the droplets, the atoms slowly eke off the larger droplet and join the smaller one. The small droplet grows but never gets as big as the other droplet. Eventually, bumps into the large droplet. As they touch, the larger droplet rapidly sops up the atoms it previously sloughed off. This is all an atomic level. The quick shift in energy produces a power stroke.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, so it's essentially, it's kind of like, from the way I'm looking at this here, it looks like it's sort of like, think of a single cylinder in a car where it compresses and then expands again. Yeah, and that's what this thing does. Now, that's hot. I mean,
awesome.
Now, I've been thinking about this because people have been talking. I got some email talking about the whole, the unplug natural world versus the cyber world. And we have the transhumanism movement, and you've got the whole, does the future exist within the machine? And I myself have a real problem here because I, on one hand, believe in, I'm into both. And is it possible to marriage the two? Is it possible to be online and yet still remain a natural entity?
Well, that's tough.
It is tough.
Because they're almost opposite.
They are.
Okay. You think.
You would think. And maybe there's a way to do that. Maybe, maybe I've got a few ideas about how to merge that. But is there a reason? Like, there will be a large divide. And in some of the Ghosts in the Shell episodes, they talk about this, where when people do begin to cybernize, which, come on, guys, we're right around the corner from that.
Yeah.
Now, you got to bear in mind, religious groups didn't want to do blood transfusions.
Oh, yeah. Okay? There's many of those.
Jehovah's Witnesses won't do... Like all the other Mud Hut religions. Jehovah's Witnesses will not do blood transfusions.
Yes, and they're all high and mighty now. People got AIDS.
And when they come to your door and you're like, you know your mommy and daddy, if you get into a car accident and you need blood, they won't let it happen. So they'll let you die. So, yeah. Even though you could be saved. So your parents will kill you. Yeah, go see that episode of Babylon 5. Anyway, it's difficult when you look at this, but when this enhancement starts happening, I mean, they have a problem with steroids. They have a problem with steroids, where steroids are making
people are going to be scared.
People are going to be scared. And when exoskeletons get to the point where you can wear them under a tracksuit, and I'm 40%
stronger.
I've
seen them in the news. More and more of these exoskeletons.
Yeah, because they're starting to get more mainstream.
Yep.
Now, when this happens, okay, there's going to be a huge divide in cultures all over the world between those of us who embrace technology.
It's going to be big culture clashes.
And those of us who are radically, radically human.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, no, we must be organic. We are spiritual beings. There's no tech. Because to be a technologist, essentially to be like a hardcore, hardline techno guy, it's sort of believed. Now, there's the cyber shaman viewpoint, which is something I'm investigating right now, so I don't firmly believe this, but there is the belief. This is not my belief, but there is a belief that you're either going to be cybernetically enhanced or you're going to be au naturel.
It's like cyber eugenics.
Yeah, it's kind of like cyber eugenics.
It's like, are you pure?
Are you going to... Well, there's a lot of reasons not to upgrade. Johnny Mnemonic being one of them. For example, I can carry 80 gigs of data in my head.
And
120 if I use a doubler. And he lost his childhood. But the point is that 80 gigs of data when that movie band was made was a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Now, if I shell part of my brain...
Was it megs or gigs? I think it was megs.
No, it was 80 gigs.
Okay.
It was 80 gigs of data in my head. 120 if I use a doubler, which... Wow, why don't you just use the doubler all the time? And then there's the whole concept of synaptic seepage where he overfilled his data. I'm like...
It's coming out my ear.
I'm like, you know, if you had just one technical advisor on this film, it'd be great.
just one.
Just one. You know, like, go talk to your son, okay? Anyway, but, you know, seriously, never mind that. Let's say you go and you upgrade. Like, it becomes possible right now that you could have a terabyte of data in your head.
Right.
Okay, well, that's beta.
Yeah.
Moore's Law... 5 years later, you could have 10 terabytes.
Right.
Are you still upgradable? You know what I mean? Like, if you like with a computer, when you jump on, you spend an X amount of dollars, you get the computer. Generally, you hold on to the son of a bitch for about 5 or 6 years until it's just.
Are you talking about outdated cyber enhancements?
Exactly. What happens when your cyber enhancements get outdated and you can't upgrade now because the stuff that's required for the attachment, you've cut it out of your head already.
Right.
La, la, la.
You're the old model.
Now, apparently, the only thing that's more complex than human brains in complexity in the universe, I believe dolphin brains come very, very close to the complexity of the human mind.
That's why they are our masters.
Well, there's those who believe they're an alien life form, and I'm not even going to get into that.
Thanks for all the fish.
The whole Huna Huna stuff. You know, I'm not going to get into that. But there's a certain point where you got to say, what point would you jump on? I have not had laser surgery on my eyes.
Right.
Why?
Neither have I. But I've thought about it, and you have too.
I've considered it. I priced it, but the prices keep falling.
Oh, the price is not too big of a concern. It's like there's risks.
Well,
and is my eyesight bad enough that I'm willing to take the risk?
Not only that, but now you go to this. You can have the laser surgery for $800, or you can go for the new tech that's really good. That's like $4,000,
but a little bit untested.
Still. And I'm like, why would I take secondary medical procedures for less money? This is the beginning of the upgrade syndrome, where he who hath the most money can get these upgrades. Now,
I want the life extensions.
Now, what a lot of people are saying is, in the future, you're going to sell your organs on eBay and things like that to get the money to afford the upgrades to get synthetic parts. Right?
Yeah.
Which there's not. It's your organs, or you could, you know.
People have already sold organs.
Another ghost in the shell thing was people like cloning their own organs so they could sell their cloned organs to buy the, you know.
Possible now as well.
If you clone your organs, do you have an organ farm that you're working on? Yeah, I've also got, you know, I got all my organs.
If you're rich enough,
you could. Sure you could. Why not?
You need new liver? Need new heart?
Yeah, I got fucking shot 4 times, you know, when I was out running my latest shadow run here and took out my fucking spleen and my lung. Luckily for me, I got backups. That's where we're going.
They're a little bit degraded because they're secondhand.
So I'd be interested to note. Yep. I mean, I don't know at what point I'd jump on. If there was something that didn't take out human parts, like if I get Wolverine claws, that's the difference between cybernetics and.
Remember, Wolverine had regeneration. You don't.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Snacked. My hands.
Well, you know, you have little sheaths and everything. You know,
you have to have the sheath.
If you get the Wolverine claws and everything, there's a way, because that's an augmentation.
Yes.
That's an add-on, not a replacement. That's a cybernetic. That's not bionic.
Maybe if it could come out, there's no detrimental long-term effects.
Oh, I didn't know.
Like, you can get him removed after?
Oh,
try for a while?
Well, what they should make him out of is they should make him out of fillet knives. That's what they should do. Oh, yeah. Thick, heavily flexible fillet knives or something like that. Or you could make it the whole thing out of titanium so it's light, which, because, you know, you wouldn't want your arm all of a sudden being, you know, 5 pounds heavier.
Yeah,
you know, that would suck. Right, so, but getting past that, so there is that whole, but you just watch, man, there's going to be a huge, huge debate coming down the pipe over this whole, you know, what is it natural or not, and should natural people be registered?
Yeah, who has these
upgrades? Who's got, and who has access? Can we auto-upgrade your mind? Can you turn on automatic updates for your cyberware?
Yeah.
No! Pardon me while I say fucking no to that, but anyway. Now let's talk about FEMA. This is a scary organization.
FEMA,
the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Okay.
Never heard of it. Yeah, no one has. That's the problem. FEMA is who takes over when a national emergency hits. So let's say George Bush takes a nuclear device, goes out to some farmland somewhere, detonates a nuclear device on American soil. Whoop, there it is. He goes, fuck FEMA. FEMA takes over. They're the government behind the government. They're the government that just goes, it's a state of emergency. Institute FEMA. Now, some people have referred to it as the secret government of the United States. It is not an elected body. It does not involve itself in public disclosures. It even has a quasi-secret budget in the billions of dollars. This government organization has more power than the President of the United States or Congress. It has the power to suspend laws, move entire populations, arrest and detain citizens without warrant, and hold them without trial. It can seize property, food supplies, transportation systems. It can suspend the Constitution. Not only is it the most powerful entity in the United States, but it was not even created under constitutional law by the Congress. It was the product of a presidential executive order. No, it is not the U.S. military, nor is it the Central Intelligence Agency, but they are subject to Congress. The organization is called FEMA, which stands for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, originally conceived by Richard Nixon, Hunter's favorite guy, and it was refined by President Jimmy Carter to give it teeth in the Ronald Reagan and George Bush administrations. FEMA had one original concept when it was created: to assure the survivability of the United States government in the event of a nuclear attack on this nation. Now, this is something that was thought up during the scary nuclear war times, but it's kind of evolved in the background, and nobody talks about it, but it's still there.
Okay.
It was also provided with the task of being the federal coordinating body during times of domestic disasters, such as earthquakes, floods, and hurricanes. Its awesome power grows under the tutelage of people like Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Remember him? He's the guy who liked to, you know, give money to the Contras. And General Richard Secord, the architects of the Iran-Contra scandal and the looting of America's savings and loan institutions. FEMA has been given control over the state's defense forces, a ragtag often considered neo-Nazi civilian army, which will substitute for the National Guard. So the state defense forces, I've never fucking heard of. I don't believe these are these militias? Because if they're militias and they say they're neo-Nazis, that's a slag. Militias in the United States are not neo-Nazis. They are painted as neo-Nazis by the press. They are not, for the record, neo-Nazis. There are some that are neo-Nazi-ish, and that's in your southern states where, you know, everybody, you know, is in a white neighborhood with a shaved head. You know, I mean, come on.
So the secret agency's been sitting and waiting for 40 years?
It is. They've got all the format in place for this thing just to take over in case of a natural disaster.
There's people involved with this. These people are doing other jobs, and they're ready to jump into that?
There's not a lot of information about this. So this is entirely... Yes. If the Guard is called to duty, and these guys can be called, like, if National Guard is on duty overseas, they can regulate natural militias, and they just take over. This is like a whole governmental system that just goes, we're in charge, just like that, and it's already in place. Here's just a few of the executive orders associated with FEMA that would suspend constitutional and the Bill of Rights. Now, this is, the minute these guys take over, this is the kind of power they have. Okay, they have covered to take control of all transportation on the highway, all communication media, take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals, seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, vehicles of any kind, total control over highways, over all food resources and farms. They can mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Okay, so it's like you're going to work in the camps. This is the kind of power these guys have. Okay. They have the power to take over health, education, and welfare functions, postmaster general, airports, aircraft, financial authorities to relocate entire communities, build new housing with public foods, designate areas to be abandoned, okay, which means you don't get any financial, because all your financial records are seized. This is basically...
Isn't this stuff kind of common sense that this would happen in a huge national emergency like a nuclear attack? Like, somebody needs to take control, otherwise it is chaos.
Yes, that's true.
It would be looting.
It'd be nuts. It'd be psycho. However, all they have to do is have one nuclear device go off some southern state somewhere where it kills a couple thousand people. They drop the towers. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the whole nation... This isn't state level. This is national level.
Right.
And my problem is that this organization takes power. How do they take power? Okay. And how long are they in power? And how long before they give that power back? Because we all know that they can keep America in a state of total fear. Well, they kept us in total fear for what? The last 6 years?
Yeah.
There's been one attack. It's 6 years later, and everybody's still, you know, well, 4 years. What is it? 2004.
One.
It's now 2005. It's you know, whatever. It's been a bunch of time.
Yeah.
Okay, and these guys are still... Terrorism's everywhere! Fuck you, it's everywhere.
4 years.
Okay, there's less terrorism now than there was in the 80s, and yet there's this myth. You know, the terrorism myth that's floating around the world. It's like the summer of the shark, or the pit bull attacks, or whatever.
Except
the minute there's attack,
a long time.
You know, oh yeah, they're
they're tackling people with suitcases.
Yeah, no, it's getting out of control. So, as we all know, the frog water slowly boils.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
So my concern is...
Everyone's used to it.
You know, it'd be nice to know a little bit more detail. So to get the news out, there is a government organization in place, and it does have to be in place.
It's
something we do have to be aware of, that these guys
How are they going to use it? When are they going to use it?
How are they going to use it? And how long do they stay in charge? Or do we just give up our whole nation and we just turn into, like, the hardcore? Like, do we just redefine fascism?
Yeah.
You know, totally, and make it into this completely psychotic thing. And in the nothing new news, even more ID theft is out there. As many as 187,000 General Motors MasterCard customers have potentially had their personal information exposed. Officials with card issuer HSBC Holdings said Wednesday.
Perfect.
About 6 million HSBC customers hold GM-branded MasterCards, according to the automaker, and letters have been sent to 1,200 of them. telling them information has been open to compromise when they shopped with an undisclosed retailer. So they shopped with someone, and that person was compromised, and they lost their data. So if it's taken them this long to notify 1,200, and there's 187,000, then that kind of tells me that the guys who have the credit card data will have a little bit of time to get all this fucking stuff they want to buy.
No kidding.
There is no evidence of any card accounts have actually been compromised, said spokesman for HSBC. Then why are you making this statement? In the interest of better safe than sorry, HSBC is proactively warning its customers. The remaining 185,800 cardholders affected will be notified between now and mid-May, according to HSBC. Yeah,
this story doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
There's no evidence of anything.
There's no
at all.
You know, there's a chance that we may
somebody
have,
somewhere
you know,
could have
180,000 credit cards might have gone missing. The security breach is the latest example of private financial information being improperly accessed in recent weeks by companies that compile and sell personal information about millions of
this
Americans.
This is why you need your privacy.
This is why you
because
do not give data.
Mistakes happen and everyone gets it and they abuse your privacy.
Yeah, exactly. So
we're not worried about the good companies that are good about this, but they make mistakes.
Now, the nice thing is that when a lot of these corporations ask for information, they don't ask the CID. So you can just make up a set of fake ID, make up your fake numbers, stick to those numbers. Use the same fake numbers over and over again. And then that way...
It's your alter ego.
It's your alter ego. It's my... You know, and this reminds me so much of the original Palladium game. I think it was Palladium. Where in the game, if you let people know your true name, they'd be able to cast spells on you and stuff like that. And this is getting so painful now where if people know who truly you are, they could affect your life, they could put warrants out against you and stuff like that. So I wonder if there's eventually going to be people are going to have who they truly are, and then they're going to have their... They're in public, just like celebrities have. There's Susie Francis and Susie Kennedy, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So is it going to turn into there's my real name is, you know,
and they go
Sean
to hotels
Kennedy.
And they register under different names and yeah.
Yeah. My real name is Sean Kennedy, but I go by Doug Martin.
Yeah.
Is that illegal? I don't think it
I
is.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. It's
and
not
dealing with the government. It probably is.
It
in
might be dealing
life.
With the government, but not dealing with corporations. I'll lie through my fucking teeth to these corporations. I'll even show them fake ID.
Yeah.
They don't got a right to answer me for nothing. If you need fake ID, don't lie to the cops, but you can lie to the corporations. Here's my driver's license. If you do it without the intent to commit fraud, if you get a video membership, say, okay, you give them fake ID and everything, but you don't steal anything. Okay, you're still honest. I think you're more. I think that's more has more integrity than a guy who does it because he's afraid.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
mean?
Know about the illegality of that. It probably is illegal because government, the corporations have such control.
Well, it may be illegal, but at least my data's safe.
That's right.
I don't want to be looking over my shoulder cybernetically for the rest of my life, waiting for some son of a bitch to come in and scrap my credit rating. With
we see you've been renting some strange movies lately.
It seems that you've been living two lives. By day, you're an internet DJ. By night, you have an amazing porn collection. You help your landlady with her garbage. Moving right on to some vapor. Now, this is vapor, but it's hot vapor, and it's vapor less than 4 years from now. Okay, so it's very, very hot.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Now, this is about bionics. Now, the difference between bionics...
There's monkeys in this story, too.
It is.
Woo!
Monkeys are good. Everybody loves monkeys. Bionics and cybernetics. What's the difference? Bionics is replacement.
Okay.
If I cut your arm off and give you a new arm, that's bionic.
Right.
If I take your arm and augment your arm with cybernetic muscles and implant it into existing without replacement of the entire part, you know, it could be said. Now, it could be argued that, well, his whole body is cybernetically enhanced because he's got the bionic arm. But I would argue that if it's a complete limb replacement, it's bionics. And then you'd have to have cybernetics in the main body to hold the weight of the arm and the force and the tension. Because your arm, of course, if you've got an arm that can lift 1,000 pounds, well, your shoulder can't support 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So you'll just rip your goddamn bionic arm off, and that's no good. So I'd like to, if somebody else got a better definition between bionics and cybernetics, that's kind of the one I'm working with right now. But anyway, scientists have had a string of remarkable successes lately, taking signals from the brains of monkeys and men and using them to move mechanical arms. Now, this has been covered.
Right.
DARPA... Those crazy guys. The Pentagon's Blue Sky Research Division. Whoa, who's the Blue Sky Research Division? Is that like Blue Sky on Mars? That
That's
program from the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Total Recall? Because that was the name of the program. You uploaded.
Was it?
It was Blue Sky on Mars, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what goes on inside my head. Now wants to ratchet that work up about 10 notches by developing neurally controlled artificial limbs that will restore full motors and sensory capability to upper extremity amputee patients. This revolutionary prosthetics will be control, feel, and look and perform like a native limb. Very hot story.
Yeah.
You want to really check that out because that's Very, very cool. There's a picture there, which made me scream, but don't freak out, because that's a picture from Empire Strikes Back. Because they have a picture of this guy's arm, and it's like a cybernetic arm, and I'm like,
I know that shot.
It's a good shot. Don't even talk about killing yourself online. Now, this is interesting, and this is one of the reasons why.
Don't write stories about it.
Yeah,
don't mention it.
Federal Parliament is going beyond its legal powers in a bid to ban suicide-related material on the internet.
What?
Voluntary euthanasia activist Philip Nitschik? What kind of a... Mr. Phillips said. Senate's Legal and Constitutional Legislation Committee is examining a new law making it a crime to access or transmit suicide-related material on the internet. Now, does this officially classify my suicide rant as media?
Illegal.
No, I don't think so, because I'm encouraging people not to commit suicide.
Still illegal.
No. It's because I said suicide.
True. No, it's suicide-related.
Oh.
You say the word.
Yeah, looks like I'm screwed. It will be an offense to access...
Criminal.
It will be an offense to access, transmit, or make available on the internet material that counsels or incites suicide, and an offense to possess, produce, or supply material with the intent of making it available... With the intent of making it available on the internet. To possess, produce, or supply material with the intent of making it available on the internet. So my army manuals that I have in my house that have how to kill yourself in the army manuals are then illegal.
Yes.
Because I couldn't have an intent. Jesus, of course I've got intent to do it. Look at all the stuff I've got online already.
Those are bad words.
Because obviously I want my fans to kill themselves. Wait, I have some pretty good evidence that states that I can make a crazy course that I don't want fans to kill themselves.
Why did this come about?
This is because of all those websites where they got kids in chat rooms saying, I'm going to kill myself, and then they slit their wrists in the RC.
Okay, so now the kids aren't going to go online and maybe have a chance of getting rescued or talked to.
Yeah.
They'll just do it.
I don't know.
Instead of talking about it.
Don't yell at me, man. I'm just reporting the news.
I'm not yelling at you.
I'm yelling
at the microphone and looking at you.
Yeah.
Yelling at whoever did that.
He gets so mad.
Shut you.
We got robots building houses. And this is a great robot because it looks like an alien queen that shits out a house. It's really cool. In a sunny laboratory of University of California, a robotically controlled nozzle squeezes a ribbon of concentrated concrete onto a wooden plank.
What?
Every 2 minutes and 14 seconds, the nozzle completes a circuit, dropping the previous ribbon on a fresh one. Thus, a 5-foot wall arises without a single bit of human intervention.
The alien queen has birthed another house.
Some 54-year-old Iranian dude invented this thing. Very, very cool.
How is this different? You've automated that little spray nozzle from the back of trucks.
Well, yes,
the
but it goes around
nozzle.
And it does it on, if you look at the picture, it's actually square. It makes like bricks. It makes it like a brick. Yeah, it's very, very hot.
Okay.
And it does this very, very quickly. So if you were to take this structure, go to a, say, old... I'm going to go to, perfect example. Let's go to that tidal wave spot.
Where the
tsunami went in.
Yep.
A crew of 10 guys running one of these machines
could build
houses
for everyone.
Or at least build a four-walled structure, throw a tarp over it, and put a roof on it whenever.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, this is a very cool thing. The downside is, of course, as robotics become more and more popular, more and more people are going to be losing their jobs. And then we wind up with, well, it's true, though. It is true. Because there's going to be...
They got to get edumacated so they can run these robots.
They can, but there's a lot of people who don't have that education. This is why the internet information must remain free so that the uneducated can exist in the modern world.
Right,
so
and learn about suicide.
This is why robotics and the internet have to work together.
Yeah.
And we, as the young WOGs, most people are young or young-minded, who can learn technology, we must work tooth and nail. The greatest skill you can have is to be a teacher to help other people understand, because it is our primary role to educate the masses to both the core political danger and all their dangers that exist in the world, including today's daily hack, which is brainwashing. Yet another wonderful website dedicated to brainwashing.
Oh, excellent.
The following is an expanded version of a lecture Dick Stumpton delivered at a World Congress of Professional Hypnotist Convention in Las Vegas. Now, I've read some of his stuff. Very, very good. In Las Vegas. Although the paper carries a 1984 copyright to protect the contents of unlawful duplication for sale, Dick invites individuals to make copies and give them out to friends or anyone in position to communicate this information. Since the paper was released, it has been distributed to millions, is currently available on dozens of websites. As a result of this awareness, Dick has been contacted by law enforcement officers, BBC investigative reporters, and on numerous occasions, information has helped bring public attention to the misuse of conversion tactics. This also talks about how lawyers or hypnotists will use a lot of vocal. So it covers like the little dirty tricks that people do in public speaking and stuff like that. That is MKUltra technology being applied by corporations to both advertising and subliminal messages.
You're saying he's exposing these secrets?
We're getting brainwashed. Here's the techniques they use. Here's how you can recognize them. Here's how you combat them.
Well, the corporations making ads won't like that very much.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
They know all about those secrets.
And it's sick and weird. But there it is. And that's all we have got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get the information you need to stay alive in this crazy world we live in. This is a free broadcast brought to you by the people willing to fight against the corporate political tyranny and standing up for what they believe in. Those people are Forley, Dave, the Great Ghost, Jesse, Drake, Philip, Robert, Michael, Melican, Anonymous, Derek, Jesse, Desert Runner, Eric, Steve, Matt, Brandon, Keith, Peter, Timor, Malcolm, Peter, Rosalie, Evan, Triad, Matt, Austin, David, Brian, Jonathan, Host Mojo, Adam, Mark, Trevor, Brandon, Philip, Jonathan, Michael, Daniel, Art, Diarmood, Justin, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, and Alan. New subscriber this month, the reinforcements who showed up were Druid, Y, Simaru, Tara, Dark Nature, Brandon, Jason, Richard, Matt, Jesse, Joseph, Andrew, End User, and Christopher. Thank you so much, guys, for helping keep this show on the air. And if you would like to keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit Rant Media and click on the Donate tab. Special thanks to some hard netrunners, the Flying Monkey Recce Army, who brought me this data today, were Syntax, Kevlar Gibbs, Soab, Phoenix, Pig Monkey, Choi, Rain Street, Ricky Rocket, Faithful Wog, Cyclovision, Skyburst, Wyandi, and Desert Runner. No digital baptisms today, but I got one coming up for you tomorrow. I think I'm going to be doing Wyandi's cat. Meow. And a special thanks again to everyone for their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, @rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, make sure you check out Birmingham 6's album. A little bit old. It's kind of a remix album called Mixed Judgments. Very cool album, though. I'm going to leave you now with Trigger Hippie's recommendation, which is the song Pet by Perfect Circle. Very cool. You got anything else, Sim?
No, I'm done.
So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
Don't fret, precious, I'm here. Step away from the window. And go back to sleep. They say they don't care about you like I do, safe from pain and truth and choice and other poison devils. Say they don't give a fuck about you like I do, just stay with me. Say I'm the same, I must isolate you, isolate and